Back now with Day to Day, and there is more trouble in the auto industry. Daimler Chrysler says it's going to cut 13,000 jobs. That's 16% of its workforce. Another blow to the cross-Atlantic marriage between Chrysler and the maker of Mercedes-Benz. Some are even foreseeing a breakup. Marketplace reporter Sam Eaton joins us. Sam, we've heard about the problems at Ford and GM and now Chrysler. What's the problem here?
Alex, I think you just hit on it. Detroit's big three are basically suffering from an SUV hangover of sorts. This was the business model that fattened their profits back in the 90s. But you go to any of the big three's dealerships today, and in the wake of all these high gas prices, you'll see hundreds of big trucks and SUVs nobody wants to buy. Chrysler was able to hang on for a while because of its profitable parent company, Mercedes-Benz. But that marriage is now beginning to strain as Chrysler's plunging sales are dragging everything else down with it.
So the Daimler part of Daimler Chrysler isn't very happy. What's the solution?
Yeah, it's not exactly a match made in heaven. What you have to do is either cut billions of dollars in costs in order to return Chrysler to profitability, or as some are speculating, get rid of Chrysler altogether. I talked to Peter Brown with Automotive News, and he was saying what was interesting about Daimler Chrysler's announcement today is what they didn't say.
They didn't talk about lots more synergy with Mercedes-Benz. What that could do in principle, and I'm speculating here, is if they don't intertwine anymore with Mercedes-Benz, it does make it more plausible that they might want to split it up.
Now, Daimler Chrysler CEO Dieter Secha says it's not excluding any options, but selling off Chrysler is definitely the preferred scenario among growing ranks of shareholders.
You know, Sam, I think I read somewhere earlier that it's 100,000 jobs cut in the U.S. among U.S. automakers in the last year. It's just so grim for the industry. So what do you think is the prospect here that Daimler and Chrysler will actually split?
Yeah, Alex, no doubt the challenges for U.S. automakers right now are extremely huge. And as well, splitting up these companies is hugely challenging, or splitting up Daimler with Mercedes-Benz is hugely challenging as well. Any potential buyer is not going to want to inherit Chrysler's billions of dollars in unfunded pensions and healthcare liabilities for its U.S. workers. But some are saying if the price is right, a Chinese automaker looking to expand in the U.S. could snatch it up. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll find out how competitive volleyball has helped revive Cambodia's economy.
Well, that sounds interesting. Thank you, Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.